The Hits Radio Breakfast.
Are you ready?
This is the Hits Radio Little Mix in the building.
Yay!
Guys, welcome to the Hits Radio HQ.
Thank you.
Mid tour, how's it going?
It is the best tour ever.
It's almost over.
Stop, because it's actually depressing me that it's going to come to an end.
Will you get serious post tour blues?
Yes.
Yeah, I've already got them. It's not over yet.
But no, it's good because obviously we're taking this show to America.
Yeah, but all the dancers are coming.
And we fly to America, actually, from this tour. We go to America for a week.
Yeah, yes. Which, by the way, I have something to admit to my manager over there. I haven't packed, so...
You don't have to.
We don't need to pack.
Oh, thank God for that. I was really scared to tell her. I was like, how can I get it across here? So I'm glad you brought it up.
We're never coming back. Coming back for a day.
Oh, yes!
You're coming back for a day?
Oh,
yeah,
we finish the tour. We have like the afternoon, the evening off, and then we fly to America the next day.
God, that is
it's
intense.
It's so intense, but it's so exciting as well, though. We can't wait. We're doing a summer show, and Chris Brown and Jennifer Lopez are going to be there.
Oh, are they?
We're going to meet Chris Brown.
And it's going to be Jessie's birthday.
Are they performing?
Yep.
And you're performing with them?
Yeah.
Well,
we're on the same bill.
We're not collaborating, but, you know, we're going to be there.
We're on the lineup with them.
We'll be breathing the same air, hopefully.
That's exciting.
It's good enough for me.
So while Little Mix were here, we thought that we would put them to the test. As everybody right now seems to be locked hard and deep in revision and exams, we thought we would see just how good Little Mix would be at answering some GCSE questions. But had they got previous?
Rubbish.
Me and Jay did A-levels.
I did 15 GCSEs.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
What did you do?
15?
Yeah.
I got 14 GCSEs and I really don't know how that happened.
You got 14? You passed them all?
Yeah, because some of them count as two, don't they?
I don't know.
You just did say you just got 14.
No, I know, but I don't know how that happened. I think it's because I did BTEC Science and my friend did most of the work.
So,
do we get to use a whiteboard?
Yeah, you do.
Oh my God, it's my favourite.
Yeah, you do. Perry loves a whiteboard. We've got some more.
Oh, Perry, I bought a chalkboard and it's really fun.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. I'm going to nominate one of you to use the whiteboard.
Shotgun!
Perry's bags at it already. So I'm going to ask you a question, Perry.
Can they answer it? No, just draw it. Like the countdown.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You're like the Carol Vorderman of Little Mix. Okay, so Megan buys 3 kilograms of potatoes at £1.50 per kilogram.
All right, I
forgot what you said. Also. I know.
Perry's off. 2 kilograms of onions at £1.40 per kilogram.
Wait, you're going too fast.
3 kilograms of potatoes at £1.50 per kilogram.
Kilogram.
At £1.50 per kilogram.
£1.50.
Yeah.
2 kilograms of onions at £1.40 per kilogram.
At £1.40.
Yeah.
And she pays with a £10 note.
£10 note, darling.
Yeah.
How much change does Megan get?
Okay, so £4.50
at £2.50. This is a joke, isn't it?
£3.54.
How would you ever?
£3.54.
I'm right, aren't I?
Is it £3.20?
So what have you done? Show me your working outs.
Come on, Jade.
Go on.
Well, three times £1.50 is...
Oh, is that what that means?
£4.
KJ means... 50.
Right, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
2 times £1.40 is £2.50.
Yeah.
Add £4.50 and £2.80 and you get £6... poppycock.
£7.
£30. And
so she gets
leftover is £2.70.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done.
The Hits Radio.
We're going to do history.
My mum's a history teacher.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hastings, 1066.
Henry VIII. How about Henry VIII?
Henry VIII, 6 wives.
Yes. 9. No, 6.
6. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I need a textbook. Okay. How many? Can you name them?
I know this.
Can you name what?
I can.
Catherine Howard.
Isn't she a singer?
Jane Seymour.
Mary.
Did you say...
Mary. Susan.
Divorced, beheaded, died.
Divorced, beheaded, survived.
Shaniqua.
Stormed it. Absolutely stormed it.
Shaniqua.
I used to just get locked in the cupboard at school, me.
Did you? Why?
I don't know.
That's actually abuse.
That's a sign. Yeah, I don't understand this. She says that her teacher locks her in a cupboard and hits her. I'm like, that is bad.
No,
like,
she used to. I don't still go to school, you see.
Or did do
she
that.
She should lock you in a cupboard and, like,
No, she used to pass this little toy round, right, and you used to tick, 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 like a little ticking bomb, and if you didn't answer the question and it went off, she'd either make you do press-ups in front of everybody, which was really embarrassing, or she'd hit you with the devil stick and lock you in the cupboard.
God.
Which most of the time was locked in the cupboard and hit with the devil stick, because I never knew the answer.
Where did you go to school?
I find
1930s.
It just baffling. You know what I mean?
The Hits Radio.
Are you guys partying a lot on tour then?
Yes.
Yeah. When we can, yeah.
It's no wonder you're all tired.
I know.
You're moaning about being tired.
It's shows and rehearsals that make us tired.
The thing is, though, like, we want to make the most of it all. Like, me and Jay love going out, and Jessie's sort of jumped on the bandwagon now, which is good. Which is good. But, it's really hard because, obviously, like, with shows, they're so... Like, the show is so hard. Like, it's so full on, so we have to be on point.
Yeah.
So it's not as much going out as last tour, but...
Yeah. And so what do you do, Perry? Are you home for a bath?
Yep, I have a bath, I have a curry, I watch a movie, and I go to bed.
A bath and a curry?
Yeah.
That's got to be like midnight, surely.
Yeah, we don't get back till really late, do we?
Yeah, really late.
So I just order like the late night menu. I love it.
A late night curry.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Late night curry.
Do you know what? Curries are the worst, like, for when you go to bed, like, on with that in your stomach. Like, you feel so bloated.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
I have about three now, right? Yeah, I don't know what one to order, so I ordered them all.
She's got an abnormal body.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you get locked in a cupboard during your school life, is you end up ordering three curries at midnight. Guys, thank you very much for answering our questions.
Thanks for having
you.
The Hits Radio Breakfast.